Revolution today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Spring, 20 days away. Daylight savings time is in 2 weeks, folks. That's a good thing. And we got rain instead of snow for most of us in New England, and that really is a good thing also. So we got to look on the bright side after a storm like we just had. And if you need some help on what to do with maybe some damage to your plant and you're just joining us, give us a call, 800-259-9231. We'll work together so that you have a great gardening season. And we're due. The last couple of years has not been easy to become a gardener. And if you're new to gardening, I don't want you to be discouraged, because things are due to be better. Last year was the wettest summer ever recorded and the second coldest ever recorded during June, July, and August. So this year is going to be a different story. We're going to have some good weather. We're going to have some good growing conditions, and we're going to work together. Remember, sign up for the email newsletter. It's free. This past week, for example, I gave you some ideas on how to grow rhubarb in your garden. I told you about the tree family of birches. And one of the most important things that you have to say when you buy a birch, there's a lot of different varieties, but the most important thing that you have to say, is this birch tree immune to the borer, the birch borer? This is a little insect that will tunnel holes through the stem, and they're the size of maybe like a ballpoint pen. Just the refill itself. So it's fairly small. It gets into there and it eats the center of the tree. 3 years ago, I bought a purple leaf birch. It was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I planted it. It grew like crazy. And I started noticing these holes. Put some product in, but it was too late. And by the end of the year, the birch was dead. And this was not a cheap tree. So now, I always ask the question, is this tree immune to the birch tree borer? Now, if you want a single stem birch, you want either the paper or the canoe birch. Now, if you take a ride to look at the fall foliage, you're in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Western Massachusetts, you're going to see these big areas with beautiful birch trees a foot in diameter or more. and they're all like in groves. And you come across it, and it's just, wow, look at all the white paper birches in there. The canoe or the paper is a single stem, and that one is immune to the borer. Now, if you like a clump birch, what you want is a river birch, because the river birch is immune to the borer. So this is just a little bit of the information that's found on the email newsletter. So just go to Paul Parent, P-A-R-E-N-T, just like momanddad.com. At the very bottom, put in your email address, and every Thursday you'll have information. So this week we did rhubarb, birch, we did cotoneaster, which is a flowering, fruiting ground cover. It's wonderful. And some varieties will even get up to 6 foot. So if you don't like privet hedge, but you want the privacy that privet hedge will give you, you can plant cotoneaster. You'll have white or pink flowers in the spring and red fruit in the late summer, fall, and winter. And if you feed the birds, this is a bonus. And we talked about primrose. Primrose is one of the first blooming perennials. And some of the nurseries and greenhouses, garden centers, now have potted primrose that they force in bloom right now. You can enjoy it in your house for 2 or 3 weeks. And then in April, plant it in your garden, and it will come back year after year after year. So if you'd like some information like that to add to your knowledge of gardening, just go to paulparent.com, put in your email address, hit enter, and every Thursday you'll get it. And also, by signing up, it will allow you to get cotton seeds for the contest that we're doing. Bayer Advance and I are working together, and it's called Grow Your Own T-Shirt. It's going to be a lot of fun, and you'll be able to grow cotton in Maine or Massachusetts or New Hampshire. Not down south. This is going to be local grown cotton, and it can be an awful lot of fun. But you can only get the seeds if you sign up for the email newsletter. So do it today. Paul Parent, like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T.com. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up we have Gail on the line who's calling about wisteria.
Gail, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. I have a wisteria vine.
Yeah.
It's probably about 5 years old, and it's huge. And it's getting under the clapboards of my house.
Ooh.
Now, I wanted to move it. Now, how do I go about that? It's really big. Do I cut it back?
Yeah.
How do I go about that?
How long are the branches, would you say?
Oh, my word. Feet. By feet. They're long.
Yeah. Now, is it, when you planted it, was it a tree form or was it a vine form?
It was a tree form, I believe.
Was it, so it has a single stem. And then it branches from there.
Yeah, and the stem now is really big. It's big round. And there's
okay.
A lot of them that come out from the main stem.
Okay. You're going, the time to move it is any time now. So if
okay.
The frost is out of the ground where you live, you can start to move plants. The month of March, some years can be very good, and some years, hey, it's not that good. But there's very little snow after all the rain all over New England. So if the frost is out of the ground where you live, you can start moving plants right now. This is the time to prune all of your fruit trees, prune all of your flowering crabs. It's the time to edge your beds, but it's also the time to start moving. The big nurseries that are on Long Island, that are in Connecticut, that are in Rhode Island, are beginning to dig plants this month to get ready to ship them to the nurseries. So yours has never been root pruned, so you're going to need a larger root ball. And you're going to need a couple of strong boys or men to do this. You're going to need a root ball. I'm going to say 4 feet across. And the depth of that root ball is going to be in the neighborhood of probably 2 feet. So even 3 foot, you should be able to get away. So 18 inches all the way around, giving you a 3 foot diameter by 2 foot deep. And by digging it during March or even early April, but I would try and get it done in March if it's at all possible. You're going to dig a trench like a donut. Go down 2 feet. You're going to put a piece of burlap around the root ball to hold it together. And where the piece of burlap overlaps, you get some nails about 2 to 3 inches long, and you push the nail through the two pieces of burlap and then push it back out again. So you're going to weave that nail in and out of the burlap, and that will hold it together. Then you're going to cut the bottom roots underneath this 2 foot deep root ball, roll it out of the hole, and then replant it someplace. You don't want to allow that wisteria to get underneath the shingles, because wisteria is very, very strong. And if it's allowed to, it's going to pop the shingles, and that will give you major damage to the side of your house. So I would cut back that wisteria to probably no higher than 6 feet tall. Close your eyes. Take the loppers. I'm doing this for your own good. It will come right back. Believe me, wisteria is a plant that you cannot kill. And then replant it in a better location. Add a lot of compost at the time of planting. If you can get some mycorrhiza fertilizer like Biotone from Espoma, you'll be in great shape. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from powervapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Diseased organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Cheryl on the line, who's got a question about a bald cypress tree.
Cheryl, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. I need some advice on a cypress tree, a bald cypress that I planted last May. And,
okay.
It has not done very well. It got what we consider might be a rust mite. It's that it's changing color and the foliage from the bottom all the way to the top. It never fell off. Excuse me?
Now, did all this happen the very first year?
Yes.
Okay. The first thing I would do is go down to the nursery and tell them, because something happened, I would think, in the process of the nursery that they bought the plant from, then it was shipped to you, because that plant should not have turned brown that quickly. And any good nursery has a guarantee from the nursery that they buy the plants from, and they pass that guarantee on to you. So
okay,
what I want you to do, yeah, I mean, It's impossible to dig plants and have every single plant survive. So every now and then you will get a bad plant. So what I want you to do is to take some pruners and cut off a branch of the cypress about maybe 3 or 4 inches long so that you can show them what the plant looks like. And bring it down and say, I'm Mrs. So-and-so. I bought this plant from you last year. I've had a lot of problems with it. It's all brown, and I'm just wondering what to do. And they must have a guarantee on that plant. Now, the other thing I want you to do is where you make that cut, scratch the stem. There should, if the plant is still alive, when you scratch through the bark on the stem, it should be green.
Okay.
If you scratch the bark and underneath it's brown, the plant's dead.
Okay.
Okay? But you've got to go back to the nursery and you have to bring them a piece and say, I bought this plant last year. I did everything that you told me to do. And it just looks like this. And, you know, they'll scratch it and they'll say, well, yeah, it's all brown underneath. It's dead. And then you can say, okay, then what is your policy on guarantee? You know, I paid good money for this plant. I have trust in you. I've always shopped here. Do I get a new plant to replace this one that apparently wasn't dug properly? And again, it's not the nursery that you bought it from. It's comes from the original nursery. It could have been they didn't get a large enough root ball with it. It could have been that in the shipping process from the nursery, put onto the truck and then unloaded, the ball maybe got banged around and the root ball had some damage to it. So if you don't tell them, then they won't know. So bring them a piece, tell them the whole story, and see what they're going to do.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cheryl. You have a great season now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Paul on the line who's got a question about pruning a rose of Sharon.
Okay. Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Morning.
If I prune my rose of Sharon, how will that affect new growth? I don't want the diameter of the space it occupies to increase.
Well, then you just prune it. If you cut the top of the plant off, it's going for one season, prevent it from getting taller for the most part, and give you more width. So if you want to control the width as well as the height, then prune the sides as well as the top.
Okay. If I prune the sides, you know, let's say I take a few feet off the sides.
Yeah.
Is the new growth from where I prune it, is the new growth going to start right near to where I prune it?
It's the new growth will develop on the entire plant wherever there is a dormant bud. And that's the beauty of this. So you prune it, give it a nice looking shape, and then as the new growth comes out, if it's starting to grow in the wrong direction, give it some more pruning on the sides. That way you can control the shape of that plant. It's as easy as that.
Grow nursery quality plants with Jiffy brand potting mixes, the same formulations used by the pros. Jiffy brand potting mixes prevent soil compaction, promote better water and oxygen distribution, and build healthy roots for beautiful results. Simple to use, too. Just open the bag and pour. Ask for the Jiffy brand at lawn and garden retailers everywhere. Don't forget all of the many other Jiffy gardening products, too, including Jiffy seed starting trays and greenhouses, plus Jiffy 7 peat pellets and Jiffy peat pots. And Jiffy seed starting mix is the best in the business. For guaranteed seed starting success, be sure to use America's number one brand of flower, vegetable, and herb seeds, the Ferry Morse seed brand, with all Jiffy products. Remember, successful gardens are created with successful products. Choose Jiffy potting mixes and Ferry Morse seeds for premium results this spring and summer.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Pink Garden Club. Now, if we can help you with your garden, don't wait. Let's talk today. Call 800-259-9231. You give Jared a call, and we'll work together so that you have a great start to the season. If you had problems last year, don't wait till they come back. So let's talk about it now so that we can eliminate it. Okay, and if you have some questions about maybe some storm damage that you had at your home and you're concerned, that number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Enid on the line, who's calling about a clematis.
about a clematis. Good morning. Tell me what's happening with your clematis, and we'll work this out for you.
Good morning, Paul. I have a clematis that's about 6 years old, and
okay.
It always seems to bloom at the top. It's a very light vine type. It doesn't have a heavy stem, you know. But it's always very full at the top, and it blooms beautifully at the top, but nothing in between.
Right. Well, clematis does not bloom at the base of the plant. It blooms on the new growth that's made during the year. Is it scrawny looking, or is it nice and full?
No, it's kind of scrawny.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what happened to me, and then we'll decide what you want to do.
Okay.
Many years ago, I was working at a nursery called Kennedy's Country Gardens in Scituate, and we put up brand new entrance and exit gates that we built with rough lumber to make it look like it was a big farmer's gate. They were really, really heavy. When we opened the gate, we would attach the gate to a post. It was like a 6x6 post, and we had a hook, and it would hook on there so that it wouldn't open during the day. Well, one morning, I opened up the gate. The wind caught the gate. It flung open. It hit this 6x6 post and snapped it off at the ground level. We had growing on that post the most beautiful clematis you've ever seen. When the post went, the clematis went. And I was heartbroken. I replaced the post and had the intentions of, when I got some time, to put a new clematis in there. And this happened during March. So I said, as soon as the frost is out of the ground, then I'll be able to put a new plant in that I have to sell later on during the season. Well, forgot all about it, got busy, and out of the ground, instead of one or two skinny stems, half a dozen stems came out. The plant was incredible, absolutely incredible. So what you may want to do, you may lose some of your flowers, is walk up to the plant with your pruners and say, I'm doing this for your own good, and just chop it right out. Put some fertilizer down, you know, some lime, because clematis do love a nice sweet soil.
Right.
But because the top of the plant is missing, the root system is still intact, and it will make all kinds of new growth. Now, the time to do this is going to be during March, because the energy right now is in the roots.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wait until April, the roots will be pushing all the energy up to the top of the plant, and then you cut it, you've got all this wasted energy that was not used to make the plant grow again. So in the next week or two, go up to your plant, and I know it's going to be hard to do, but I want you to cut it so it's about a foot from the ground.
Okay.
And it's going to come right back to life for you, I promise.
Oh, sounds great. Thank
okay.
you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. It's, you know, it really is a difficult thing to do when you've got a nice big plant, but it gets to a point after year, you have a lot of dead wood. And what you're going to do is you're going to rejuvenate that plant, and it's going to make all kinds of new growth. It's going to be green from the bottom all the way up. You're going to have many more flowers. So, you know, you just have to say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good, and the plant will thank you with many, many more shoots. But you've got to do it while the plant is dormant so that you don't waste all that stored energy in the roots that's being pushed up. You got to think of, like, the maple syrup season normally begins when we get the longer days, when we start to get warmer evening temperatures, and that's coming. So the sap in the maple trees are beginning to think to go up to the top of the tree, and that's when the people drill into the tree and collect the maple syrup water to turn into maple syrup. So if you're going to do a major pruning on a plant, if it's a non-flowering one, now's the time to do it. If you have a privet hedge, for example, and it's getting out of control, there's no growth at the bottom, you may want to think about pruning that privet hedge right now. Don't be scared. Now's the time to do it. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Sherry on the line, who's got a question about growing apple trees from seed.
Okay, Sherry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I have been dying to speak with you. I listen to you every Sunday with my ponies in my barn, so they know your voice. I wanted to ask you a question about apple trees. I heard you give some information about growing apple trees that you'll get really big ones.
Right.
They won't be the dwarf type. But we have a I have to get away from the barn because I'm echoing back at myself here. let me see. It's an apple orchard where I buy my apples
yes.
for my horses. And I spoke
right.
to the guy there, and he told me that if I started apple trees from seed, I am going to get a generic apple. I'm not going to get the apples that I wanted to grow, which are Honeycrisps and Pink Ladies, and, you know, I like the honey-tasting ones like that.
Right.
So you tell
right.
me I'm going to get a generic apple. I'm not going to get apple trees from the seeds that I planted.
Exactly.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is. So see, the reason is, in his orchard, he has all different kinds of apples. And, for example, if you have Macintosh apples, you need to have Red Delicious to cross-pollinate. So in the Red Delicious and in the Macintosh are genes from both of them. So when you plant that seed, you will either get a Macintosh or a Delicious or a combination of, and you have no idea, it depends on the bees. But you need to have this cross-pollination. So the only way that you would get that particular apple would be to either buy a tree like that, or if you're able to graft a branch onto an existing apple tree, then you can. You can go into garden centers and they'll sell one apple tree that has three or four or five different varieties on the same plant. And it's kind of a novelty thing. And for the first few years, it looks pretty good and you do get five different apples. As the tree matures, the stronger apples are going to take over. So all of a sudden, one of them that's not as aggressive or hardy gets choked by the other branches, and now you have four or three that remain on that tree instead of five. But I've never done grafting or bud, adding a bud to a plant. But if you have an existing tree, you can graft on it. You can take buds from his orchard and put it on your tree. The best bet would be to go on the internet and type in Honeycrisp apple trees plants and or write where can I find a Honeycrisp apple tree on the internet, and it will give you a list of companies that sell it, and that way you can be sure that you're getting what you buy. But he was right. The seed that you grow is not the same thing, and what they do in orchards today are very different. It used to be that you went to an apple orchard, they were 25, 30 feet tall. The orchards of today are much smaller because of the rootstock. They take the roots from one tree that they know grow small, and they'll graft that particular apple on it, and the rootstock prevents the top of the tree from getting bigger. In some cases, they use a rootstock that's dwarfing, and then once that makes a shoot, they cut it off and they put part of a second tree that normally grows smaller than normal, and then they put the third piece on it, which is the tree that you actually want. And that will really keep it small, like maybe 10, 12 feet. So there's different ways that they can control the size, but to grow it from seed, he was right. You won't get the same thing. It's just like if you buy a big boy tomato, that's a hybrid. If you plant big boy tomatoes in your garden and you save the seeds, when you replant those seeds, you're not going to get big boy tomatoes anymore. You're going to get either the mother or the father that created the big boy. Same thing with squash, cucumbers, anything like that. Kind of neat, isn't it?
Well, I've got like 30 apple seeds started.
Yeah.
I started them last year. So I put them in, they're all in little pots. They're only little sticks right now.
Sure.
And, I'm going to plant them anyway and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely plant them because you may get something that will have all of the characters of that Honeycrisp apple in it. And you may get some seeds that are Honeycrisp. And that's something that you don't know. So you're going to get some of the mother, some of the father that created the Honeycrisp. And with some luck, you may even get that Honeycrisp. So you're going to get some great tasting apples. And, you know, you won't know until the tree is big enough. And that's a lot of fun. It really is.
Yeah, yeah, I figure it's going to be, what, 5 years before I see any apples?
Yeah, it's going to be, well, it's probably going to be longer than that from seed. It's probably going to be maybe 6 or 7 years. But when you plant, take some of that pony manure that's well rotted, work it into your soil, and really make it nice and rich. Get a product that has mycorrhiza. There's a new company that came out this year, and the name of the product is called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. It's not a fertilizer. It is mycorrhiza. It's fungi. It's bacteria. It's microbes. And this is the newest technology. I cannot wait to use it in my garden, but it's called Thrive Fertilizer, and we'll be telling you about it in the days to come. 800-259-9231. Call right now. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. If you haven't made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Alli-C from your AlliStore.com. Alli-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Alli-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Alli-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Alli-C today from your AlliStore.com. That's your AlliStore.com. Your AlliStore.com. No home should be without Alli-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free, breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Jared, who's up first this hour? Oh, we're still in the 8 o'clock hour. Who's up next?
Jumping the gun on me, confusing me there.
No, jumping the gun, I get you all mixed up here.
Exactly. All right, we have Lawrence on the line. He's got a question about compost and also about a euonymus.
Okay, Lawrence, how can we help you this morning?
Hi, good morning, Paul. Before the 2 quick questions, I just have a comment. On an earlier segment, you put a big smile on my face when you referred to the swill bucket. It threw me back to the 50s growing up in Milton, Mass. And each night after supper, my mother would say, well, the kids would take out the swill bucket and we'd go outside and press on that metal cap and dump it in. And sure, once a week it would come around and they'd pick it up. So it was Now we don't have swill buckets, and that goes into my first question, which is about the compost bin.
Yes.
I was listening earlier to the comments you had about the bin that you, that is hand-turned. Now, we've
right.
just been doing this for about a year, and we have it's large, freestanding plastic top-loading compost bin, and we have not been stirring anything up. So my question, I guess, is how often, and is there a special tool that you do that with?
There is a compost turner. It really is neat because I have in my yard, it's like a plastic circle, about 4 feet tall, open on the top.
Right.
And you put all your compost in it.
Yes.
It was, the state of Massachusetts used to sell them for real, real cheap money. And it
That's
was made with,
exactly.
Yeah, it was made with recycled plastic milk bottles. And it was a way for the state to eliminate some of the yard waste going to the landfills. But with a new governor, they don't do stuff like that anymore. Anyways, I bought a compost turner. It has two handles. It has a handle so that you can put right and left hand. It's in the shape of a T. It's about maybe 3 feet long. And on the very end that you poke into the ground, there's like a little fin about 4 inches. And there's one on the right side and one on the left side of this like a needle.
Mm-hmm.
And you push it into the compost. And when you lift up, those little fins will spin so that they give resistance. So when you pull it up, it's actually turning that compost, and it's making a hole to let the air come through. And I got into the routine of doing this every single week. I push that in, pull it out, push it in, pull it out, and it would also fluff it up. It made cylinders so that the air could move. And once I got finished, then I put my hose in those holes to get moisture in it, because the most important part of a compost is water. Once it dries out, the rotting process stops.
Uh-huh.
But if you go to like a feed and grain store or some of the larger nurseries, they have them. If they don't, I'm sure that they can get it for you. But it's called a compost turner.
Compost turner. Okay, good. Thanks. Several months ago, you were talking to me, the topic was ground cover, and you talked about a Eonymus coloratus. Actually,
yes,
I had to call back to get the spelling from Jared. And could you just revisit that for a second? Because I didn't take notes and remember, but it sounded something that we'd like to put in the yard here.
Yeah. It's. Have you ever heard of burning bush?
Yes.
Okay. This is the same family as burning bush, except that it's evergreen, and it's a ground cover, and it's called Euonymus. Think of
Euonymus.
You want a mess, okay?
Right.
Euonymus.
Okay.
Euonymus coloratus. It is a ground cover that's evergreen that you plant. It will grow about 18 inches tall. And what I love about it, I mean, there's several things that I love. First of all, you put it, most ground covers are put 6 inches apart. This one is put a foot apart in staggered rows. This turns red from September until April, and it's just like a regular burning bush. So your whole backyard is all red, and then when it gets warm, it changes back to green. I'll give you more information after the break, okay? Euonymus coloratus.